Today, as we journey through the Bible, we come to 1 Samuel chapter 1, verses 24 through 28. After he was weaned, she took the boy with her, young as he was, along with a three-year-old bull, an ephah of flour, and a skin of wine, and brought him to the house of the Lord at Shiloh. When the bull had been sacrificed, they brought the boy to Eli, and she said to him, "Pardon me, my lord. As surely as you live, I am the woman who stood here beside you praying to the Lord. I prayed for the child, and the Lord has granted me what I ask. So now I give him to the Lord. For his whole life he will be given over to the Lord." And he worshiped the Lord there. Hannah desperately wanted a child and prayed fervently for God to grant her request. In passionate prayer, she poured out her soul before the Lord. She knew that every child was a miracle from God, not simply a product of some biological function. And if God would grant her request, Hannah promised to give the child to the Lord for all the days of his life. God finally gave Hannah a son, and now, in our passage today, it was time to make good on her promise. Hannah took her son, around 3 years old, and left him at the temple to serve the Lord all his life. There had been tears as she prayed for a child, and you can bet there were many tears that day as she left her son and made the lonely journey back home with empty arms. It's one thing to make a promise. That's another thing to keep it. But Hannah kept her promise even when it was painful. John and Betsy were one of the first couples we met when we moved to Pittsburgh. They were fellow Oklahomans, and we bonded quickly with them. When their daughter, Lauren, was in high school, she wanted to take a lengthy summer mission trip to a difficult part of the world. Letting her go was not an easy decision for this family, and they struggled with this. I remember Betsy saying, "When she was little, we dedicated her to the Lord and told him to use her any way he wanted. Now we have to keep that promise." Today, Lauren and her husband serve the Lord undercover in a country on the other side of the world. You see, it's one thing to have a nice baby dedication with family and friends, but parents, are you willing to follow through on your commitment? It's one thing to make a promise. It's another thing to keep it. Father, we want our children to live for you. Help us not to restrict their service by being overly protective or possessive. Remind us that as much as we love them, as much as we love them, you love them more. Use them for Christ's sake. Amen.